Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Chulin Perik Ches, Mishnah Hei. Kevas Nachri, Vishal Nevela. Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Chulin Perik Ches, Mishnah Hei. Kevas Nachri, Vishal Nevela, Harezu Asura. What does this mean? Kevas Nachri. Keva is the stomach of the animal where the milk goes into it. The calf that drinks the milk. In this stomach, you have the hardened milk. Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayit HaMasechtes Chulin, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hei. When the calf drinks the milk, it goes into one of its stomachs, it has several, called a keva. Sometimes the term keva doesn't refer to the stomach mamish, but it refers to the like hardened milk that's inside it. Well, that's what our Mishnah is referring to. Kevas Nochri, the keva, of an animal, of a calf, that was shechted by a non-Jew, and therefore was shel nevela, it's nevela, because shechitas nachri is nevela. That's what the Batanura says we should teach the Mishnah. So the din is a rezu asura, it's asur. Wait a second, let me understand this. Where did this hardened milk come from? True, I found it now in the stomach of this nevela, but it came from the cow, which is a kosher animal. This calf nursed from its mother. So what's wrong with this milk? And the answer is, now it's part of the calf itself. And just like the calf itself is nevela, because it was shechted by a nachri, same is true for this hardened milk that you find inside. Did you ever wonder how they make cheese? Well, you have to mix the milk with something that, like, it's called curdling, or ferments it. It causes the milk to break up from different parts and what you're left is with cheese. I've heard from Elter Yidden in Europe that their mothers used to make cheese sometimes by hanging the milk until it gets sour in certain bags, and they would put certain things inside. Imagine sour milk hanging in a bag in your kitchen. Right? You just run to the corner and you buy a package of cheese, but that's not how it used to be. As a matter of fact, it's still not that way. You know, today it's done with chemicals or different things, but that's what cheese is. You mix milk, and you mix something that causes it to curdle. It separates the milk solids from different parts of the milk. Now, the real cheese was made in the keva, in the stomach of the animal. That has a natural chemical. It's called rennin, and that causes milk to turn into cheese. Let's not get into the specifics of exactly how, but that's what happens. So hamaimid ba'or shel keva k'sher. This person is making cheese that way. He's keeping it in the skin of this kosher stomach. In other words, it was a calf that was shechted properly. My problem is that, what do you mean? This cheese is curdling, it's sitting over here, it's soaking, so to speak, in flesh, in a stomach that's meat. In the skin of the stomach. So I know that the milk is kosher. It came from a kosher cow. The animal itself was shechted properly. Don't I have a basar b'chalav problem? Zok the Mishnah, maybe I do, maybe I don't. It depends. Im yesh b'nais and tam, if the skin is large enough to give a meat flavor into the milk, so rezu asura, stakasa, you can't eat this cheese. If I took cheese, or made a cheesecake in a fleishika pot, you wouldn't be able to use it. I mean, there may be other factors that you have to ask. When was the last time you used a pot and so on? But basically, if it was a currently being used fleishika pot, you for sure can't use it. Well, here it's mamish in the flesh, in the meat, in the stomach. But if there's not enough skin over here to give it time in the cheese, then it's not aser. Now, Batru discusses something over here. Normally we say, dover hamam, it doesn't become bottle. In other words, I'm not just keeping it here, it's curdling over here. It's like using the chemicals, the natural chemicals that are in this meat to create the cheese. That doesn't become bottle under normal circumstances. So the Batanur explains like this. This skin, the skin of the stomach, is mutter bi'achila. It's a kosher animal. The problem is only it's coming into contact with the milk. So if I took this milk and I curdled it and turned it into cheese by putting it into nevela and chanami. That's called a davar hamamid. It's created in iser. But being that in this case, the stomach of the animal is mutter, the milk is mutter. The only problem is the connection between the two. So we're not going to call it a dover hamamid. We're going to say, well, let's just see if there's a taste. If there's no taste of the meat that goes into the milk, then it's okay. Okay, zok the mishnah weiter, halacha number 3. Kesheira sheyonkim in a treifa. If a kosher calf nursed from a treifa cow, the rennet inside. Again, rennet is the inside of the stomach of this animal that drinks the milk. It really lines the stomach. And whatever it is over there is used to curdle the milk. Curdling means when the milk becomes cheesy. So again, kesheira, we have a kosher calf. Sheyanka, that nursed, mina treifa, from a mother that is treifa, kvasa asura. And this rennet inside is usur, because the milk that forms this rennet came from a cow that is treifa. And just like the treifa animal is us, you can't eat its meat, you can't drink its milk. However, zok the mishnah vayta, treifa, if the calf is the one that's treifa, sheyanka, and it nursed mina kshera, from a mother cow that is kosher, then kevasa meteres, and what's found inside the stomach is mutter. Why? Neshakonis b'meya, we look at it this way. The milk that you find in the stomach of the treifa cow, of the baby, that came from a kosher source. It came from the mother, and it's kosher. It's inside the baby, now which is treifa. The baby's just holding the milk, but it came from the mother. It's not part of the treifa. Wait a second. Aren't you contradicting yourself? This is the Gemara's kasha. You started the Mishnah by telling me that the rennet of a nevela calf is usur. I don't care that it came from a kosher source. Right now it's part of the nevela. So why don't we say right now it's part of the treifa? Sakti Gemara Enachanami, the Tanoim of this third halacha of the Mishnah, disagree with the sheet of the Tana at the beginning of the Mishnah. The Tana at the beginning of the Mishnah would say sai by nevela, sai by treifa. If the milk is in the baby, it doesn't make a difference where it came from. Right now, it's part of the baby. And if the baby is usur, the milk is usur. And this Tana, at the end of the Mishnah, even though this Tana is talking about treifa, but the same would be true for nevela, holds, no, the milk came from a kosher cow. It's just being kept in the baby. So it goes after where it came from, not where it is right now. So we have three halachas in our Mishnah over here. Perik Ches Mishnah Hei. The Mishnah started out by saying that the rennet, that's the milky part, or part of the stomach that's used to create cheese, whatever it is, the hardened milk inside. The rennet of a calf that is shechted in such a way that it's nevela, for example, it was shechted by a nachri, is usur, because if it's in the baby right now, it's part of the baby, and the baby's a nevela. The second halacha we had was that if someone makes cheese by curdling it, he's allowing for the milk to turn into cheese when it mixes with whatever is in the stomach, or in the skin of a kava from a kosher animal. So we have to see, we have to make sure that there's not enough skin over here to put a tam into the milk. If there isn't, then it's kosher. Normally we say a davar hamayimid when something is being created, you're keeping it there. I fill up an elefle bottle, even 1,000 times the amount won't become bottle. And enachanami, if you stam as I put milk in the calf of a, or the stomach, the lining of a stomach of a nevela cow, we're not going to say, well, even though it was meat and milk, it's not a problem. That becomes bottle. It doesn't become bottle because you're creating something. It's called a davar hamayimid. It's sitting here. But in this case, however, it's not a nevela. The skin of the stomach is kosher. The milk is kosher. The only problem is the connection between the basar b'chalav. So even though it's a maimid, we say it's kosher. That's how the Bat Tanur explains it. And the third halacha of the Mishnah, basically, like the Tosfos Yom Tov brings over here from the Gemara, argues on the first halacha of the Mishnah. And the third halacha of the Mishnah says, any milk found in the baby goes after the mother. If the mother is kosher, the milk is kosher. In the case of our Mishnah, the baby was treifa, but it's not a problem because it's just holding the milk that came from the mother, and the mother is kosher. If you have time, take out a Shulchan Aruch and look up the halacha. You'll see some very interesting shitas. Some say there's a difference between milk or guki, like solid that's found. That's considered more like the perish, like the waste of the animal. Some say that's always mutter, but we'll leave things for now.